Well, good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert. On behalf of Gina Bollinger and the band, we welcome you to this concert. We're always thrilled to play in this lovely church. Tonight we have brought a variety of pieces and will also feature special numbers by some very talented young musicians. We warmed up with a song that I'm sure most of you know very well, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, written and composed by Martin Luther around 1529. Next, we have the main theme from the popular movie Captain America. The music from this 2011 movie was composed by Alan Silvestri, an American composer and conductor who also produced music for other blockbusters such as Back to the Future, The Avengers, and Forrest Gump. Here is the Captain America March. Next, we are happy to present our own flautist, Sarah Toplitz, to play Berceuse, which means cradle song, written by Gabrielle Fauré in 1879.
Thank you.
Very nice, Sarah. Great job. Thank you. Our next selection, Moon Dance, is a lively rhythm and blues-styled song written by Van Morrison in 1970. Properly known as Sir George Ivan Morrison, he is a Northern Irish singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, and record producer. This song established him as a major artist and became his first million-selling album, reaching number 29 on the Billboard charts. Over the course of his long career, he has received 2 Grammy Awards, the 1994 Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music, the 2017 Americana Music Lifetime Achievement Award for Songwriting, and has been inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2016, he was knighted for services to the music industry and to tourism in Northern Ireland. Moondance was listed as number 226 of Rolling Stone magazine's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Sit back and enjoy the jazz rock classic, Moondance.
Thank you.
Next, we are proud to present three of our outstanding saxophone players. Please welcome Gavin Fisk, Andy Haddock, and Liam Clark to play Trio No. 6 by James Hook. Wow, guys, that was awesome. Did that win you a medal at a contest? Yeah, I figured it did. First place in Symphonic Council. Congratulations all around. Next, we have a medley of songs by Stevlin Hardaway Judkins. That name doesn't sound familiar. Maybe you know him by his other name, Mr. Stevie Wonder. This Motown legend was a child prodigy, demonstrating classical prowess on several instruments by age 9, despite being blind nearly since birth. Over the course of his amazing career, Stevie has won 22 Grammy Awards, has been inducted into the Songwriters and the Rock and Roll Halls of Fame, and in 2014 received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Even though his songs often addressed serious social issues or dealt with romantic upheaval, his sunny disposition always led to an underlying sense of optimism and hope in his music. Our medley includes Sir Duke, I Wish, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. Sit back and enjoy Stevie Wonder in concert.
Thank you.
Next, we have another special flautist. Please welcome Samantha Thurman to play Adagio from Sonata in A Minor, written in the 16th century by Johann Quantz. That was beautiful, Samantha. Thank you. And how about to Gina for all her accompaniment and for teaching and guiding these young musicians. Next, we have a tribute to soul music with a medley of songs featuring the funky rhythms and blues sounds from artists that ruled the charts in the 60s and 70s. Soul music brings together the roots of gospel and blues in a style marked by searing vocal intensity, the use of church-rooted call and response, and the multi-note vocal phrases sung through one syllable. Our medley includes Soul Man by Sam and Dave, In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, and R-E-S-P-C-T by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Here is the Legends of Soul.
Thank you.
Oh, I think it was pretty even. Yep. Well, we slow things down a bit with our next selection. Georgia on My Mind was written by native Hoosier Hoagie Carmichael in 1930, but made famous three decades later by legendary musician Ray Charles. In 2003, Rolling Stone magazine named the Ray Charles version of Georgia on My Mind the 44th greatest song of all time. Charles has received many national and international awards, including 13 Grammy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. In 1986, Charles was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received a Kennedy Center honor. Sit back and enjoy the lovely strains of Georgia on My Mind. Rock and roll is a genre of popular music that developed in the 40s and 50s from musical styles such as gospel, jump blues, jazz, boogie-woogie, rhythm and blues, and country. More than just a form of entertainment, rock and roll influenced lifestyles, fashion, attitudes, and language. Next, we have a medley of three classic rock and roll songs from the 1950s, including Hound Dog, Sincerely, and Rock Around the Clock. Here is The Birth of Rock and Roll. Next, we have a patriotic favorite from George M. Cohan. "You're a Grand Old Flag" was written by Cohan for his 1906 stage musical, George Washington Jr. It was the first song from a musical to sell over 1 million copies of sheet music and later won Cohan a Congressional Gold Medal awarded by the U.S. Congress in 1936. Get ready to tap your toes as we proudly play You're a Grand Old Flag. We close our concert this evening with a song that is considered by many to be one of the most beloved patriotic songs of all time. Written in 1918 by Irving Berlin, it went unheard until two decades later, singer Kate Smith introduced the song on her radio show on Armistice Day, 1938. Sit back and enjoy God Bless America. And then after the concert, join us across the hall for some lovely refreshments.
Thank you. Thank you.